Springfield. You had a whole lot of controversy about it. A whole lot of books written on it. A whole lot said about it. And it's true and whatnot. But I'm here to tell you that this room is not my viewing at all. It's not.
That's right.
And just to tell you the honest truth about it, he's the time of God, but it's the time of this room.
That's right.
He might have done it through me, yeah, and you and the other stuff, but he's relaxing the time of
the Lord. That's right.
Now, the gospel of the kingdom must be preached in this age. Now, you see, he didn't. He started with Moses. Now, this is the creator. Then there's something else I want to say about that too. Look at the third chapter of Philippians, I believe it is. And the fifth verse.
Circumcised the eighth day.
No. The third chapter of Titus, I believe.
Yeah. Not by works of righteousness.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But we have done.
Not
by works of righteousness. We have done.
But according to his mercy.
But according to his mercy.
He saved us.
He saved us.
By the washing of regeneration.
By the washing of regeneration.
And the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
And the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Which he shed on us abundantly.
Which he shed on us abundantly.
Through
Now here's what I'm trying to say. And here's the reason why I'm trying to say. See, now he is telling you about regeneration. Now there had to be a generation. See? Now this is a generation of the creation of the heavenly earth. That's the generation of it. Now then, there's a degeneration. Now that means it's coming down. Then there's a regeneration. That means it's taking back. Creating a new thing, just by the side. Now, the reason why I brought that up is on this account. See, Adam was the son of God. And Yahweh was manifested in him. And then that first man, Adam. And he's partaking of the fruit of that tree. See? For his wife's sake. Now, why did I say that? Look at the Romans 5:14. And then you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm going to get on down today. But I want you to understand.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
Now, nevertheless, now we got the first man. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
Even over them that had not sinned.
Even over them that had not sinned.
After the similitude of Adam's
transgression. After the similitude of Adam's transgression. Not death, but sin. Now, over here in Paul writing to Timothy, he said that Adam was not in transgression, but the woman being deceived was in. Now, the use of words and the employment of words by the translator oftentimes will run into something like that, and then you get confused. Unless you understand, unless you know some type of word. But now, oftentimes, one sentence in Hebrew, see, will mean one thing in one place, another place, it'll mean another.
Right.
So you have to understand it in order to be able to interpret it correctly. Give you an example. See, Solomon said, one generation goes, and another comes, but the earth abides forever. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses are turned around and said, the earth is going to abide here this way too. Now, when you look over here in the 24th chapter of Matthew, you find that Yahshua the Messiah said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. John, on the other side, he said he saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth will pass away.
Right, yeah.
See? Well, now, the way you're supposed to do when they just run into something like that and you don't understand what it's all about, see, he just gets on home. And then, see, then nobody discovers your age.
Right.
See that now? Well, we don't do that.
That's right.
We understand what it is all about. Now, Genesis 8:22 says this. While the earth remains, seedtime and harvest, day and night, summer and winter, till not. It'll just be a constant routine. Just like the sun rises and the sun sets. As long as the earth remains. But now there's going to come a time when it won't remain. Then Yahweh said he would make all things new. What did Jehovah's Witness or anybody else and said, you get up that line? Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. I'm trying to, I thought tonight, that I was trying to show you something about your Bible, about the Scripture, so that you could get some understanding about it. Now you notice now what we had there to begin with was beginning with Moses. That's in Luke, they said. You find that. Beginning at with Moses. Oh, you read that.
Luke 24:25.
Now hurry up now, because the time is flying and I've got a lot to brown.
Then he said unto them,
believe all that the prophets. Beginning for the prophet, I told you that. Nor Jew. And Abraham and on now, they preach. See? All right.
Ought not the Messiah to suffer these things?
Now, ought not the Messiah to have suffered these things?
And to enter into his glory.
And to enter into his glory.
And beginning at Moses.
Now that's where he started. Now remember, this is the creator.
Yeah,
right. Now don't run and stumble around on that and make no mess up.
Yeah, you're right. Sure.
See, that's what you got. You got the creator of the heavens and the earth. And beginning at Moses.
And all the prophets.
And all of the prophets.
He expounded unto them.
He expounded unto them.
In all the scriptures.
In all the scriptures.
The things concerning himself.
The things concerning himself. Now I want you to go to Acts. The 24th chapter. And the 16th verse. But before you go there, read the first two or three verses of the 24th chapter of Acts.
And he said unto Moses.
And he said unto Moses,
come up unto Yahweh.
Come up unto Yahweh.
Thou and Aaron.
Thou and Aaron.
Nadab
and
Abihu.
Nadab and Abihu.
And 70 of the elders of Israel.
70 of the elders of Israel.
And worship ye afar off.
And worship ye afar off.
And Moses alone.
And Moses alone.
Shall come near Yahweh.
Shall come near Yahweh.
But they shall not come nigh.
But they shall not come nigh.
Neither shall the people go up with him.
Neither shall the people go up with him. Now,
and the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
Colon. And the seventh day.
And the seventh day.
He called unto Moses out of the midst.
Now, you don't see a thing about it. You don't see a thing about what happened. And that colon indicates that there's something left out of there. Now, this is what you have to do. I want you to repeat what you just said.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days.
And the cloud covered it 6 days.
Cold.
And the seventh day. And the seventh day.
He called on the Moses.
He called on the Moses.
Out of the midst of the cloud.
Out of the midst of the cloud. Now I want to go to Genesis 1:1. Now this is what is left out. But this falls right in what you didn't read now. In Genesis falls over again.
That's right.
Okay. Your father? See, Moses took what he saw in the vision and put it over here in the sentence again.
That's right.
Now listen, folks. Be careful now. See, this is why Joshua started with Moses. Now, you don't find a thing about what Enoch wrote anything or Adam wrote anything about the creation of heaven and earth.
Right.
You follow? Abraham never wrote a thing about
the creation of heaven and earth. You follow?
Well, why didn't he write something about it? Because he didn't see nothing about it. Well, why didn't he see nothing about it? So he didn't reveal anything.
Now that book of the upright, we say it. Yahweh written that book. Okay.
Now I see, I've got a bigger bite here, and I'm able to chew here to make you understand. But what, as far as we go, and we'll take it up some other time. I'm sure I can finish it. See? Now Yahweh written that book. Now let's go to the 32nd chapter of Exodus, and the 31st and 32nd verse. Now what was after? It was after the book of Samuel.
31st
verse. The book of the upright. Now here's something else I want you to understand. I want you to know this. We got a song out. There's my name written there. Yes, your name is written there. Aliases and all. Yahweh knows every last one of you. I mean, you understand by one another. I don't know whether anybody ever told you that before. Right? You notice when he spoke to Moses, that's a burning bush, he called him Moses. And he told Moses that he was the Edom of his father.
Yeah.
Amram. See? And then he told him of Abraham. Isaac and Jacob. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now this I'm going to leave out for the most part. In fact, you might be overlooking. He also told, since we spoke of him, talking to Moses here, that's a burning story. And Moses went and gave him those excuses for not going down here in Egypt. He told, now here's what we're talking about. We're talking about Yahweh knowing your name.
Yeah.
And him writing in the book, not the one that Moses wrote, but the book of the upright. And your name is there. Your record and everything is there. Now that's what we're talking about. And we're talking about and trying to show you that Yahweh knows your name. Now we showed you he spoke to Moses and called him by name. And he told him that he was the Elohim of his father, that Amram. And then he said of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Is that right? Meaning that he knew Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right. And Moses had to complain about having an impediment of speech.
Yeah.
He found out that he knew Aaron also.
Right.
Because he told him that he was going to give him, and now he had to find out he knows his brother Aaron.
Right.
You see?
Right.
You almost know everybody. Now these are some things you need to know.
Right.
Now the 32nd chapter. See what he told Moses there.
And Moses returned to Yahweh and said.
And Moses returned to Yahweh and said.
All the people have sinned a great sin.
Now that's when they filled in the golden calf. Then Moses come down out of the mountain with the tables of stone. And he flew down there and found that he had built in the golden calf. It's right here. And he threw down those tables of stone. And he said to them, Yahweh haven't spoken to them and given them the commandments and told them that they couldn't make anything in the likeness of anything.
Right.
In the heaven or in the earth or on the earth. You understand? Now they heard him say that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and they said, all that you say, we'll do.
Yeah.
We just don't want you to speak to us no more like that. So they wanted Moses to speak to them, you see? Is that right?
Right.
They were frightened. Even Moses was frightened. I don't want you to think he was. He was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, Moses tells them what?
And have made them silent.
What you just get the continuity.
And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said.
And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said,
all this people have sinned a great sin.
Now he said the people had sinned a great sin in that they had to pay their rains and other You ever been building that golden path? All right, and they were worshiping in the darkness. All right, now read on. Now, Moses said, now you committed a great sin.
And have made them idols of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sins.
Now, thou wilt forgive their sins.
And if not.
And if you won't forgive their sins.
Blot me, I pray thee.
Out of thy book.
Which thou hast written.
Out of the book of Jasper. Which he had written.
Yeah, right.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Moses, when he was up in the mountain, see, he saw that book. That was the word.
Yeah.
He saw that book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everything comes from.
Right.
See, it was out of that book.
Right.
Not that Moses wrote it, but that Yahweh said it.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Moses seen his name in the book. When he was up in the mountain, he saw his name in the book. Which Yahweh has written. And he hadn't wrote a thing here about it. He wrote about the sacred stone before he went up there to the mountain. But he hadn't wrote anything about the creation. You follow down
here?
Now these things are deep. They're things you need to know. Need to realize it. This is a great power and the infinite, and the divine intelligence, the wisdom, the understanding of Yah,
right.
That knows this.
Yeah.
Now he said, then if you won't forgive that sin for building this golden calf after you have told him not to make anything in the likeness of any thing that was in the heavens above and the earth beneath.
Mm-hmm.
Moses said, then block me out of your book, the book of death. Which Yahweh had written.
Yeah.
There wasn't going to be no misunderstanding, no interpretations, and none of that, no corrections, and no modifications and revisions in that. That book which he had written. See? That had Moses' name, everybody's name in it. Now, in order to show you that, which I don't have time to do, so then we would have to go back. See, Moses see his name, and then Moses wrote the pedigrees and genealogies from Adam on down to himself.
Right.
You see? And they were encouraging that book. See? Now, since you read that book, finish reading what you read. Blot me out of thy book which thou hast written.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
And not Yahweh said unto Moses.
Whosoever hath sinned against me.
Now listen, folks. Ain't no need of you trying to put something on somebody else.
Right.
And bring somebody else to your
church. Right.
That's right.
Now Yahweh won't permit that. But again, he's not holding somebody else responsible.
That's right.
He's holding you responsible.
Yeah.
From the age of accountability.
Yeah.
If we give you something wrong that, and Yahshua was 12 years old when I sat in the temple and confounded the doctrine and all.
Right.
Because I'm 12 years old, you are
accountable.
Yes,
right.
We say, now listen. Repeat what you just read.
And Yahweh said unto Moses. Whosoever hath sinned against me.
Now don't make no mistake. Let it mama, papa, the children, or whosoever sinned against me.
Him will I blot out of my book.
Him. That's the one that's going to be blotted out.
Yeah, right.
Him will I blot out.
Right.
Would you have in the third record? Would you have enrolled? How much picture? in your books, which you have written. On your honor roll, just as good. You follow me? Him will I blot out of my book, which I have written. With Yahweh, that fear. That's the look of the upright. Now he said he was going to die now. Is that right? Yeah. Now the 20th chapter of Revelation is in the 12th verse. Let's read it quick.
And I saw the dead.
And I saw the dead.
Small and great.
Small and great.
Stand before Yahweh.
Stand before Yahweh.
And the books were open.
And the books.
Books. And the books were open.
Is that sort of a thing? Glory. I didn't want you to see. There's the whole thing, all of it. The Moses wrote everything back that way. The law and the prophets. You see? The book was open. And then what?
And another book.
Now, that's the thing. That's another book. You see? Three more days and nights. And then the prophets. You see? You saw that? And another book. All right, read him.
Which is the book of life.
Now, that is the book of life. That is the book of life. Now listen here. Give no free to open. Now is that clear to you? Do you understand what I said? Now, I don't want nobody walking out here tonight and say, well, I didn't understand what he said. I didn't able to figure out what he said. I said that no prison ever opened.
Now, they said, oh, my sister, before you have opened your
door. Now, here's the reason. And Revelation Baptist Church on the John Street in Cincinnati. Put it down that side of put it in. What we do? Then John Church. Bad church. They go over the door of this church. Pull his hands up like this. Just fell dead right there. In the book.
That's Dr.
Ashley.
See that?
All right. Read on.
And another book.
And another book. He just repeat
which is the book of life.
Which is the book of life.
And the dead were judged.
And the dead were judged.
Out of those things which were written in the book.
The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book.
According to their work.
According to their work. All right, read on.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. I'm talking about I'm a this, and I'm a that, and I'm a good, and Yahweh doesn't find it out of you. And sometimes you wonder why it is that so-and-so don't come out of some of this junk and foolishness that they say they are. You see? Oh, you don't
like
it. You follow? And now that book that she has written says, why then Yahweh just doesn't like you. But his name, everybody's name was his. Everybody that ever to appear in this world, Yahweh had something right there. See? Know it all about it. See? And whoever he is that sang again, see, then he brought him out of the book, which he has written. And whosoever is not found in the book has cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now let me go back. I just wanted to tell you about this writing these books.
Yeah.
See? See that? Now I just want to tell you that Moses and the prophets wrote the books of the prophets. And Yahweh wrote the book of the copyright. You follow? And now we're down now to the point where we want to make clear to you that in this 16th verse, see, he says that Moses goes up into the mountain, and the cloud covers the mountain 6 days. Now, this is the first chapter of Genesis. Now, you have a code. You have a code in Mark, I think. In the 16th chapter, or the 16th verse of the 24th chapter. 24th.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
Now then, we see this has got to be true.
Yeah.
It just can't go on.
That's right.
It has to be true. See? Now, then we have to have this text, 24:16. And here it is, written here, same mark in Revelation 10. Oh, read that. But you better have to go back.
When the seven thunders had uttered their voice.
Now, see, the seven thunders had uttered their voice. Now, Moses hears him sing with his voice. Let there be light. And there was light. See? And the evening and the morning was the first day. And he said, on the second day, let the thunder, says God. You say? The seven thunders, the 7 days, says through here.
Yeah.
You see? Seven thunders. Now you get a thunder out of the cloud. Is that right? I didn't want to point that out to you. The thunder out of the cloud. Now go back to the
beginning. In the beginning,
Elohim
created the heavens and the earth.
Now wait just a minute. Now you don't have no clouds. So you can't start.
No.
Don't have no clouds.
No.
Which is synonymous to your brain.
Yeah.
See, you don't have no ears to hear with it. You don't have no eyes to see with it. In fact, man, you don't have no head.
That's right.
Now, you see why you can't start again?
Yeah.
Right. Right. No, you don't have no
cloud.
Now, you have a cloud over here in Exodus. You have a cloud over here in the world,
right?
You follow me? Now, how about that? Now, then here comes somebody going to go, oh!
On the 7th day,
is that right?
Right?
Now, what I'm talking about is how your book is put together.
Right.
Yes.
You follow now?
Yeah.
He was there on the 7th day.
See?
Or in other words, he was there on the Sabbath.
See?
Now, then his feet and his heart, but I do want to take time, and we've only got 2 minutes here, and I don't want to take time enough to put this together right so you can get the pieces.
Okay.
See?
Now you're in Genesis. Now you've got Exodus where the clouds come to the top of the mountain. In the 16th verse. And you've got a colon there. And the clouds come to the mountain.
See? 16.
Colon.
Then on the 7th day, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Is that somewhere in there,
right?
You say that somewhere in there,
right? Now look, you said the 7th day, he called on the Moses. Now you go down and read right straight through.
Say,
right straight through Genesis through the 7th day, and it'll bring you right back to that same 7th day.
That you're back here in Exodus. You see? And he told you how, he said, what happened on the 7th day? Why, he sanctified and you rested. That's that same 7th day that you got here in Exodus. You follow what I'm talking about?
Yes. Now, you had the vision of Moses there. Now then, after he comes down to that vision, and down to that 7th day, in the Genesis, now pay attention. He stops right there. You know what I'm right on?
And he finishes up the book of Genesis.
Stop right there. Then what do you want to do?
See?
What's going to happen next?
Well, how do you know? You follow?
Yeah.
Now then, this is what happens next. Now you're in the 24th chapter, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
See? Now go on over to the 25th chapter.
See?
Now we didn't stop in Genesis now. Got the word song.
You see? Done that idea. That's a stop sign.
He can't write about no crazy genealogy. He never saw anything at that time.
He just thought about the generation of the heavens and the earth. You see, in that thing.
At that time, that's the second trip he was in the mountain.
That's right.
See? And that's far you go with it, the creation of the heaven and earth. And bring it down to the 7th day or the 7th. And stop right there.
I'm going with that.
Okay.
See? In Genesis, I'm talking about.
Then you come back and get Exodus. Then what are you going to do with that?
Stop reading in the 25th chapter.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses. Speak unto the children of Israel. That they bring in off.
That they bring in off.
Of every man that giveth it willingly. You shall take my offering.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the offering which you can take of it. Gold and silver and brass.
Yeah, see, that's not
now he's telling them, you see. Now listen, folks, let me make it real good and clear. See, Yahweh is building a greater and more perfect tabernacle like Moses is seeing in the
vision.
And it took him 7 days to see it.
What
a sun is rising and setting, and this is in the realm of eternity.
Right. And not in time.
That's right.
You see that now?
That's right.
Now since Yahweh created the greater and most perfect tabernacle and stopped.
And rested on the 7th day. See?
Now then he tells Moses.
See? Now you speak to the children of Israel. And tell them to bring me something so you can make the tabernacle.
Right.
Yeah, but he has to make the great and more perfect tabernacle.
He wouldn't dare ask Moses to make a tabernacle
without him making one first.
You see that now?
Yeah.
Now you fit it in. And all this stuff that they took from the Egyptians and brought up here.
Right.
Then you tell them to bring it on.
Right.
Because we're going to make a tabernacle out of the stuff you brought up.
Right.
Just like I made a tabernacle out of the stuff back here.
Right.
Now you understand what I'm talking about?
Right. Back up and he placed them in. See, this piece of them, these pieces of them are out in the mountains.